Welcome to Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church. My name is Megan Johnson. I have a variety of announcements about church life and activities. Good morning, visitors. Please grab a cup of coffee and join us after today's service in the minister's office. We'd like to chat, answer questions you may have, and get to know each other. Designated monthly collection. Today is the monthly collection designated collection sponsored by the Social Action Committee, which will be taken along with the regular weekly collection. This month's collection will go to the Bread of Life meal program in Heartland, which provides a free community meal to area residents. Please look around at any other announcements that are in the order of service. I invite you to greet those sitting around you. If you are a visitor, we particularly welcome you. Please sign the guest ledger on the visitor's table in the foyer. There is a variety of information on the table about our church and Unitarian Universalism. Help yourself to anything that interests you. Our board rep today is Gus Santos. Gus, will you please stand up? Gus will be in the social hall after the service if you have any questions about our church or if you have been visiting for a while and would like information about becoming a member. We'd be happy to talk to you about that as well. If you are visiting with your children, today is a special service highlighting the children and youth of this congregation. Children will remain in the service and will not go to religious education classes. Our nursery is available for younger children and is located just out to the doors on my right across the entryway. We always enjoy to know our guests. If there are any visitors who are comfortable introducing themselves, you are invited to stand up and do so now if you would like. Welcome. Welcome. Everyone is invited to gather in the social hall after the service for refreshments and conversation. We will have displays of our work and will be happy to talk to you about the transitions program. Please put your cell phones on silence mode during the service. Today's worship service is brought to you by the 5th and 6th graders of LUUC's Religious Education Program. We are celebrating the completion part of one of the two-stage coming-of-age program called Transitions here at this church. During the last several weeks, we have been working with Sue Lewis on activities that focus on the transitions we undergo as we move from elementary school to middle school and progress to... do whatever. We hope you enjoy it. Before we begin, though, we have a special announcement from Teresa Kennedy.
Hi, I'm Teresa Kennedy. The stewardship committee asked me to tell you guys why I come to LCUC. I'm a high school senior, and I've been coming to this church since I was 9 years old, and now I'm 18. It's amazing to think that I've been a part of this church community for half my life. I'm sure a lot of you remember me as my little 9-year-old self. You've seen me grow up, but you've helped me so much along the way. This community is a place full of inspiration, new experiences, and great friends. One example of this involves one of my biggest passions in life, habitat restoration. This passion was introduced to me by Mike and Yvonne Fort, members of this church. My family started volunteering in prairie restoration with Mike and Yvonne a long time ago, and I have grown to love it more and more over the years. This passion has grown to a love of herpetology as well as environmental studies. I have pursued these passions at Conserve School, which I attended last semester, and will continue to pursue them as my major in college. That is just one example of how LCUC has shaped me into the person I am today. Another thing LCUC has given me is an amazing community to learn about all different faiths and help me understand my own beliefs. Whether it be the neighboring faiths curriculum, where we visited places of worship from different faiths, or some of the amazing discussions we've had in high school RE class over the years, I've learned from everyone's opinions, which has helped me understand mine better. I don't think I have time to get into my beliefs now, but you'll hear about those if you come to the Senior Transition Service. So as you can see, LCUC has played a big role in my life, but being a part of a larger UU community has also played a big role. I've attended 3 district youth conferences, and I held a leadership position on DISC, our district's youth steering committee. Youth cons are an amazing place to meet UU youth. Whether it's attending a worship, doing social action projects, or just realizing how many other people have the same values as you, Con is a place where I've had many friends and grown as a person. So as you can see, being a UU has been a big part of my life, and I'm sure it will continue to be as I go forward with my life. I'm glad that I have been part of this community, and I'd like to thank you all so much for making this community the place it is and helping it continue on as a place where other people, like the children you'll hear from today, will be able to get as much out of it as I have.
Now please join us in singing Ha-la-la-la-la, You'll Catch On Fast.
Words are from an anonymous author. When I was little, I had this idea that life could be perfect, that if you were careful enough, you never make a mistake, never be lonely, never be misunderstood, never be frightened, but it doesn't work that way. Life is big and messy, and you just have to climb in it with your boots on and hope for the best.
Our chalice lighting words are George Bernard Shaw. We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing. Now please join me in the congregational response printed in your order of service. The first stage of the LCEUC transitions program is called identity. The purpose of the program is to help us better understand ourselves at this time in our lives and where we fit in this religious community. We also decided it was time to celebrate this part of our lives. We started with an overnight to play games, make pizza, and get to know each other better. In our classes, we talked about stories of our births, made a religious family tree and personal timeline, and thought about who we'd like to be. We made a poster collage with pictures that illustrate us and the things that we feel are important, and we wrote the bio poems about who we are. Some of these things are on display in the social hall for you to look at after the service. We will share our bio poems during today's service. We hope you enjoy them. And here's Hallie on the guitar.
Why, my lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kindness you've shown?
Children who would like to can join us up at the front for the story for all ages.
like myself. I like myself, I'm glad I'm me. There's no one else I'd rather be. I like my eyes, my ears, my nose. I like my fingers and my toes. I like me wild, I like me tame. I like me different and the same. I like me fast, I like me slow. I like me everywhere I go. I like me on the inside too, for all I think and say and do. Inside, outside, upside down, from head to toe and all around, I like it all is me, and me is all I want to be. And I don't care in any way what someone else may think or say. I may be called a silly nut or a cuckoo bird, so what? I'm having too much fun, you see, for anything to bother me. Even when I look a mess, I still don't care any less, because nothing in this world, you know, can change what's deep inside. And so, no matter if they stop and stare, no person ever, anywhere, can make me feel that what they see is all there really is to me. I'd still like me with fleas or warts or a silly snout that snorts, or knobby knees or hippo hips or purple polka-dotted lips, or beaver breath or stinky toes or horns protruding from my nose, or yikes with spikes all down my spine or hair that's like a porcupine. I still would be the same, you see. I like myself because I'm me.
Our offertory words come from Mark Twain. 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did. So throw off the bowlines, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, discover. The February Community Outreach Collection is today for the Bread of Life Meal Program in Heartland. Loose cash donations will go to the Bread of Life. Checks can be made out to LCUUC with amounts for Bread of Life and for LCUUC noted on the memo line or check envelope. As our ushers pass the baskets, we encourage you to make contributions to support the church. If you are visiting today, you are a guest and should not feel compelled to make a contribution.
Thank you. Now is the sacred time in our service when we share joys and concerns. If you have something to share, please raise your hand and Isabel or Zoe will bring you the microphone. Please state your name and be brief so that all who care to may share. First, I'll light the memorial candle in honor of those who have lost their lives in conflict around the world and in hope that we can find a better way to solve our differences.
I'm Carrie, and I just like a candle of joy lit for the choral fest that the choir attended yesterday. The LCUC choir participated with a number of choirs from the southeastern Wisconsin district, and we sang alone and we sang together, and it was a joyful day of music.
I'm Robert, and I have a joy that it looks like I'll be able to return to Haiti and work on completion of a new hospital there.
And I'm Sheila, and I just want to share the joy of all the children that we have in our congregation. It's just really wonderful.
I'm Chris, and I have a joy that my dad's birthday was yesterday.
And I'm Nikki, and I have a joy that my daughter Ava turned 9 today.
I'm Al, and I'm so happy for the parents of you transitioners today, and my concern is that I will cry more than you.
I have a joy that we were able to do the transitions program, and it was really wonderful, and I got to meet a lot of new people that I would have never met if I hadn't been in this. So thank you to Mrs. Lewis, who helped us, and yeah.
I have a joy. I am Nicole Vera. Hi. I have a joy that the snow is slowly melting away, which is good. Spring is soon to be here.
I'm Jess Krachowski, and I'm Hallie's dad. I don't think I have to describe what I'm feeling good about.
Hi, I'm Emily. I have a joy that Zoe, our daughter, gets to participate in this awesome opportunity. And thank you, Sue, so much for putting your personal time to make this happen. We greatly appreciate it. And I have another joy that my son, Hudson, is going to turn 7 this Tuesday.
Hi, I'm Barb. This is a pretty blah week for me, struggling with my own personal issues, so what a gift it is to be here to share with all of you today.
I'm Teresa. I'd like to light a candle for my friend's mom, who just found out she has breast cancer.
My name is Helen. If you could light a candle. Oops, are you done? So much of it was already said. So I appreciate the parents and their visitors today, because it is sometimes different and challenging to come to a new and different church. And you're the people that are behind the scenes also with these children. So we appreciate your taking the time to come visit with us today.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sing me. my mother. She'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors. Oh, and life ain't always what you think it ought to be. No, ain't even great, but she buries her baby. The sharp knife of a short life. Well, young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song, the sharp knife of a short life. Well, penny for my thoughts, oh no, I'll sell them for a dollar. There is so much more after I'm a goner. And maybe then you'll hear the words I've been singing. Funny when you're dead how people start listening. If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. Uh-oh. Ballad of a dove, go in peace and love. Gather up your tears, keep them in your pocket, save them for a time when you're really gonna need them. Oh, sharp knife of a short life. Oh, well, I've had just enough time. So put on your best, boys, and I'll wear my pearls.
Today's reading comes from Falling Up by Shel Silverstein and is entitled The Voice. There is a voice inside of you that whispers all day long. I feel that this is right for me. I know that this is wrong. No teacher, preacher, parent, friend, or wise man can decide. What's right for you, just listen to the voice that speaks inside.
Mostly I can relate to Al, because the 5th and 6th grade transition service is always the service that makes me cry, whether it was my kids or not. So I decided that the best thing to do was to just dive in with both feet and work with all of them. And there's a lot I could say about these kids and the time I've spent with them over the last 6 weeks. But they say that a picture is worth 1,000 words. So if the technology gods smile upon us, enjoy 45,000 words or so. I noticed that a lot of those pictures were blurry, and that really says more about the speed at which they move than it does about my photography skills. Last year I worked with 5 boys and 1 girl, and I really kind of mistakenly thought this year with 7 girls and 2 boys things would be calm, but it has been a real joy. The Transitions program provides a chance for these young people to take stock of who they are and who they hope to become. And it's been my privilege to facilitate and observe this process over the last 6 weeks. During the next part of the service, each of the 9 kids who participated in the program will share a poem that they wrote. It's not an easy thing to do, and I hope you appreciate the amazing courage and grace that is assembled in the sanctuary today. The bio poems they'll share are written as a reflection of each person's life as they see it right now, who they are, what they love or fear or hope or believe or hope for. Listen closely to their words, as they're the voices of our future as well as theirs.
Megan Rose Johnson. Funny, happy, hungry all the time, and sleepy. Daughter of Mom and Dad, sister of Abby, owner of 5 guinea pigs, Coco, Cinnamon, Nutmeg, Pumpkin, and Katie Bella, 1 dog Roxy, and 1 cat Julius. Lover of books, art, and music, who feels happy, hungry, and good, who needs songs, animals, art, books, and jokes, who can sing and care for nature and the earth and people, who fears fire, heights, and death,
who would like to see people leave nature alone and people to let other people believe what they want. The animal symbol I've chosen for myself is the wolf. I've chosen this because a wolf leaves humankind alone, but we still kill it. The wolf has never done anything to humankind, but maybe a few attacks a year, but that's not bad, you know, seeing how much we kill. So, thank you.
Rhiann and Sarah Rutland-Menefee, weird, goofy, energetic, and happy. Daughter Wendy and Matt, awesome owner of Magic Ella Integralily the Cats. Lover of cats, my parents, and dance. Feels happy when I win a game or when I pet a cat. Who needs my cats, dance, and activities? Who can dance, joke, and write? Who fears big rooms, robbers, and murderers? Who would like to see a tornado, an earthquake, and a hurricane? The animal symbol I have chosen for myself is the cat. I have chosen this because I have always grown up with a cat, and I love how sharp a cat is, and yeah.
Hannah, funny, hyper creative, daughter of Linda, lover of animals, family, and climbing. Who will feel happy when I'm done with this? Really happy when I'm done with this? I'm really, really happy when I'm done with this. Who needs people, food, and music? Who can play soccer, make people laugh and yell? Who fears being alone, heights, and not much else? Who would like to see the world, endangered animals, get help, and world peace? The animal symbol I have chosen to represent myself is a snake. I've chosen this because it's my zodiac animal.
This is my movie, and I made it because I like to make movies, and it's about me.
Magic man, I float on cloud nine. I've got the magic in me.
Isabel. Funny, happy, excited, and creative. Daughter of Amy and Kevin C. and sister of Caleb. Lover of horses, biking, and drawing. Who feels happy when I'm reading, proud when I'm dancing, and excited when I'm playing games. Who needs family and friends, the outdoors, and something to do. Who can Irish dance, play soccer, and cross country and downhill ski. Who fears war and kidnappers. Who would like to see the Olympics, World Peace, and the Kentucky Derby. The symbol I've chosen for this for myself is the horse. I have chosen this because the horse is bold.
Ellery Grace Craven, enthusiastic, organized, athletic, smart. Daughter of Miki and Jeremy, sister of Ava. Lover of books, soccer, and my special blankets. Who feels happiness, success, and love. Who needs to socialize with others, to eat, and to read. Who can play soccer, play the piano, and run a mile in 6 minutes and 35 seconds. Who fears the dark, being alone, and getting bad grades. Who would like to see Greece and the Great Wall of China. The symbol I have chosen for myself is the tornado. I had chosen this because, usually, I'm loud and crazy and very cheerful.
I have also made a movie. It's about me and the people who have helped me a lot throughout my life.
Pesky, joyful, funny, athletic, playful. Brother of Maya, son of Beth and Chris. Lover of family, home, and friends. Who feels excited when I win a soccer game but sad when I lose and bored when I have nothing to do. Who needs family, food, and friends. Who can play soccer, climb trees, and read for 2 hours straight. Who fears great white sharks, coyotes, and not much else.
who would like to go to Legoland, get an Xbox, and go to Hawaii again. The symbol I have chosen for myself is a dog. I have chosen this because dogs are awesome.
Hallie Rose Kajowski. Goofy, happy, funny, and daughter of Heidi and Jess, sister of Kai and Kaden, lover of books, family, and basketball, who feels happy when we win in basketball, annoyed when my little sister bugs me, who needs books, games, laughter, music, family, sports, friends, and sleep, who can play basketball and do hard math, who fears nukes, criminals with mental disabilities, tornadoes, hurricanes, tidal waves, and earthquakes, who'd like to see Paris, my basketball team, win a tournament, and world peace. The symbol I have chosen for myself is this. I have chosen this because I like goofing around, laughing, and, yes, doodling on my math tests.
This is my movie, and it's about what I like to do during my free time.
Hi, my name is Cole, and here are some things that you might not know about me. I have a lot of different hobbies, like soccer, taekwondo, playing trumpet, to take shape. Some reasons that I like building Halo Mega Blocks are because I like working with my hands and I'm totally fixed in on just building it and nothing else. Last but not least, it's better than watching TV or playing video games. There. Now I feel so proud of myself after finishing that. I hope you had as much fun watching this video as I did making it.
Zoe, weird, creative, and crazy. Daughter of Emily and Jeff, sister of Hudson, owner of Maya, lover of croissants, family, and Disney World, who feels sad about death, mad about unfairness, and happy about Clay Matthews, who needs food, water, and shelter, who can write, act, and make movies, who fears bombs, silence, and being alone, who would like to see a bright future, my friends be happy, in Paris. The animal I have chosen for myself is the rabbit. I have chosen this because I'm awesome, and I'm fast, and I'm small.
Vincent Cooper Atkinson,
funny, genius movie maker, son of Paul and Susan and brother of Mason, lover of the South Carolina Gamecocks, making movies and playing in the snow, who feels happy, active, and playful, who needs food, water, and shelter, who can rock climb really well and edit movies really well, who fears monsters and scary things, who would like to see South Carolina win the BCS championship in 2012, and to be able to morph into anything and to teleport. The symbol I've chosen myself is this because of a dream I have every year.
And the race is down the hill. You can try to stop the seasons, girl, but you know you never will. And you can try to stop my dancing feet, but I just cannot stand still. 'Cause the world keeps spinning round and round, and my heart's keeping time to the speed of sound. I was lost till I heard the drum, then I found my way. 'Cause you can't stop the beat. Ever since we first saw the light, shake it up. So I'm gonna shake and shimmy the best that I can today. 'Cause you can't stop the motion of the ocean of the sun. You can wonder if you want, but I never quit. Then if you try to hold me down, I'm gonna spit me out and say that you can't stop the beat.
I'm Carrie Duma. I'm the Director of Religious Education. And at this time, I have the pleasure of formally recognizing the children who participated in our program this year. But first, I want to thank Sue Lewis. She was mentioned in Joys and Concerns, but she did an amazing job. She really has gone out of her way to make this program the kids' program, and she's done a lot with it the last couple years, and I can see how much it means to them and what a great time they had. So thank you for all you've done. By giving her time and energy to this program, she's had the wonderful opportunity of getting to know these kids better and allowed us this opportunity to get to know them as well, which is really a joy for all of us. I also want to take a moment to thank Nancy and Doug. They did a ton of work with the kids with the music and made this service really amazing. And also Carl Tim, who did all the work with the sound and the recordings and the technology. And also for the overnight, we needed another adult to help Sue. So Paul Atkinson, thank you so much for sleeping over and or not sleeping, as the case may have been. And now I would like to bring the children up one by one to say a couple words to them. So let's start with Rhiannon Rupnow-Menifee. Come on up. And how about Zoe Craning? This was their idea. Apparently one of their favorite things to do here. Ellery Craven, come on down. Isabel C. Woo. Hannah Franzblau. Megan Johnson. Callie Kuchowski. Cole Pesky. I don't know if we'll do this next year. And Cooper Atkinson. All right, so I just have a couple words to say to you guys. I want to thank you for committing to doing this transitions program, for coming together to learn about yourselves and your religious journey, and for sharing yourselves with us during this special worship service. We are excited about watching you continue to grow and to participate more and more in the life of this church. As you move through middle school and high school, we want to see you involved and active and a vital part of this congregation. I hope you can see how important you are here and how meaningful your presence is to this congregation. Your energy and ideas inspire all of us. So, thank you for your input and making LCUC a place where good things happen, and I look forward to watching you continue to do that as you grow here. So now Sue Lewis will present each of you with a small token to recognize your completion of this program. It's a pin with a symbol of our faith on it, a chalice. When you wear it, we hope it will remind you that you are part of something bigger than yourselves. You're an important part of this church community and our UU faith. So first, Megan Johnson. And after you receive your pin, if you want to take a flower and take it to your parents. Next, Hannah Franzblau, we pin you in celebration of all that you are. And then Rhiannon, we pin you in celebration of this transition from childhood to adolescence. And next, Zoe Craning. Thank you for all you did to be a part of this program this year. And Cooper, one of our older children, because he just joined our church, so we got to get him involved this year, which was great. And Ellery, special pin, wear it with excitement and enthusiasm, remembering the special times you had here in the program. And Isabel. And next, Hallie. Musical. And finally, Cole. Thank you, Cole. And as the children bring flowers to their parents, we want to thank you for raising these fine young children. They're inspiring to all of us. Thank you for helping them search for truth and meaning in their lives, for helping them grow in compassion and respect for all people. Thank you for helping to inspire them to lead lives committed to peace and justice and care for the earth, and know that this church community is here to help you continue to raise these kids and be there with you as we watch them grow. So That ends our formal recognition, and we can give all the children one more round of applause.
I promised the kids that there would be a part of the service that they didn't have to do. So we have our closing hymn is a number that I don't have in front of me. Somebody? 1059 in the blue hymnal. The little one. And we asked some of our high schoolers and middle schoolers to come and help us with this. We're going to be doing it as a round. We'll sing it through once all together, and then we'll divide up into two parts? Four parts. We'll do four parts.
Our closing words are from Heather O'Neill. People give you a hard time about being a kid at 12. They didn't want to give you a Halloween candy anymore. They say things like, if this were the Middle Ages, you'd be married and you'd own a farm with about 1 million chickens on it. They were trying to kick you out of your childhood. Once you were gone, there was no going back. so you had to hold on as long as you could. After the recessional, we invite you to join us in the social hall, where we have refreshments and a display of projects we have completed as part of transitions class.